your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That that's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and marmalade.
John,
what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. In Normandy, France, the Commander-in-Chief thanking D-Day veterans.
To more than 170 veterans of the Second World War who join us today, you are among the very greatest Americans who will ever live.
President Trump and other world leaders marking the surprise Allied offensive of 75 years ago. The second day of ceremonies before survivors whose numbers are dwindling.
June of 2004, with President Bush to commemorate the 60th anniversary. At that point, there were 4 million veterans of World War II who were still alive. Now there are fewer than 500,000.
Fox's John Roberts. And talks resume today between U.S. and Mexican officials on trying to halt the taxes. President Trump is slapping on Mexico as a way to try and cut the flow of illegal migrants at our southern border. This is Fox News.
I'm Wendell, CEO of MouthBristle.com, the makers of top-quality, custom-fit toothbrushes. Mouths come in all different sizes, so why are toothbrushes all the same size? At MouthBristle, we offer custom-fit toothbrushes that were raised free-range and are safe for the environment. Just download the MouthBristle app and shove your phone in your mouth. Within days, you'll have a toothbrush that the apartment guide called perfect for scrubbing toilets. Plus, each month, you'll receive a replacement pack of 100% naturally renewable bristles made from the pubes of sea urchins. So try the official toothbrush of the American Vaping Association and at least one meth dealer. Try MouthBristle.com. Enjoy.
Recently, I asked the members of the 93.1 Morning Show what one word best describes them. Greg Budell, what one word best describes the Morning Show? Jay Scott, what's your word?
Excelsior!
What's your one word, Emily Hayes?
Unity!
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, what one word best describes the Morning Show?
Chicken!
You could have called that one in. And Rich Thomas, you get the last word. What one word best describes the Morning Show here on 93.1?
Cool.
There you have it. What's your one word to describe the people who get up early every morning to entertain us?
You said Uranus.
Don't start that again. Stand by for three men and a lady.
Unity!
Hi, Fonz. What's the best word to describe this show?
Hey.
Every time. Commemorating D-Day, and you'll hear a lot about it all day long here on News Talk 93.1 FM. It's Greg Case. Scott joining us. Random facts coming up. Emily Hayes. And her talented sausage balls, but right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Do not be alarmed by moisture falling from the sky right now. The radar, I just sent out a picture of the radar. Let me show you the radar. Is there any rain on the radar?
Oh, man.
Is every square inch of the radar full of rain?
It is a pallet of...
Yeah, I hope you're watching in color. Periods of rain and a few thunderstorms today. Locally heavy downpours with a high in the low 80s. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, periods of showers and thunderstorms. Locally heavy tropical downpours. I couldn't rule out some street flooding, you know, in places at times. Highs in the low to mid 80s, just like another day in Costa Rica. Lows at night around 70. Then on Tuesday, a few leftover showers perhaps, but I think as we get towards Tuesday afternoon, things start to fade out, and then all of this goes away when we get back to regular life around here. Right now, this morning, with light rain falling out at the airport, temperature is 75 at 610.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
I like what I heard the president say about the remaining veterans that were at Normandy today, among the greatest Americans that ever lived. I can't think of a better way to describe them.
I started watching BBC World at 2 a.m. where they dedicated the new statue for the British soldiers over there. Then I watched a church service at 3 a.m. And then I watched, of course, they're at Omaha Beach. Is that where they are right now? This ceremony is.
I think it's called Point du Hoc, but okay. It's part of Omaha Beach, right, where there are endless fields of crosses, and every one of them representing a young man who had dreams and hopes for a future, and it ended there.
I've shed a lot of tears this morning because I'm trying to imagine 18, 19-year-old kids who have never left their town.
I'm right there with you. Right there with you. And, you know, they were told that their odds of making it through that D-Day landing were, it's like one of the famous generals said, you may as well consider yourself dead now. That way you won't be disappointed if you're killed. I mean, those were the kinds of things that they had to face. Plus, for all the planning that went into it, there were still issues with the seas being a lot rougher than they expected, and one thing after another. But absolutely amazing.
Did you ever think about yourself if you could have handled it? I guess you step up to the plate. I guess you just... I don't know if I could do it, but I guess you just have to do it, and you do it, right?
Well, I think that was true for a lot of them, because for them to be afraid was a natural thing. You just hope you are one of those that gets through it. But,
I can't imagine it.
And so many of them got sick before they could even...
Seasick. Yeah. Awful.
It's just an amazing story.
Hi, good morning. Do you have something for us?
I do, but I heard Greg call them my magical sausage balls or something. My talented sausage balls.
I think he was talking about... Oh, never mind.
It was a compliment.
I hope so. Otherwise, you don't get any. I'm just kidding.
I did make some eggs.
Look at
Papa
that.
John delivered delicious...
Oh, they're still warm downstairs.
I made them this morning.
God, I can smell them downstairs.
Aren't they great downstairs?
Yeah.
Wow. They're climbing. Those aromas are climbing up. They're marching up the stairs.
I can almost taste it.
Why, if those if those aromas had feet, that would be them marching up the Blue Water Stairs to swirl around our noses.
I bet they're wonderful.
I made some for husband and for our friends at AKA.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You brought some over there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They love you.
Well, I just, you know.
And you think the last time you stopped by there was something, it was also on a rainy morning.
I think it was also sausage balls, too.
What?
Yes, this is correct.
Every time it rains, they'll get sausage balls.
Well, that's how you... I'm so glad, especially after paying the water bill yesterday, to see the rain coming. That was a welcome sight.
I hope some of it soaks in. The ground is so hard. Mm-hmm. I hope it soaks in instead of just runs off.
The ground is so hard. Eddie Bader went to put a stake in the yard for a house that he's selling, broke in half. So he pulled out a spare stake, and that one just about broke in half.
Yeah, yeah.
Too bad there wasn't a nearby vampire to drive
it through. I was thinking just the same thing, and I didn't know how to put it.
Eddie was among... We had a really nice turnout at Bomb Hours last night. Great group, a lot of fun. And as always, our thanks, and that's why on Thursday I'm a little... I'm Uncle Joe running a little slow at the junction.
If I was downstairs, I'd ask for another one.
Thanks. I love you guys.
You'll be able to go downstairs here in a minute and get one.
Okay.
When you go down, bring me up a few.
All right.
Oh, you guys.
We are at 6:15 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I still have some toothpaste.
Oh, yeah.
Stuck to the roof of my mouth. Hey, now that it's raining, guess what can happen today that could not have happened in the last 24 days?
I'm thinking about roof issues.
You are, you know, amazing. You are so correct.
It was that or a Montgomery eye spot. I'm not sure.
Guess the segue. That's our new game.
I like it.
That's a good game, actually.
Yeah.
But we are expecting many areas will get copious amounts of rain over the next few days.
Yep.
And if some of that comes down with force or is driven by, you know, high winds, that even increases the chance that some of that could get under a shingle, into the wood frame of the roof, and then eventually drip down into your ceiling. And when you see it, it's a hideous spot, but your first thought is, oh, well, I can't say what your first thought's going to be because it would probably be an ugly word.
One of those words we can't say.
Oh, fork, I'm going to have to buy a new roof. Well, you know what? 99% of the time you don't. Jones Brothers is the company to call. The reason they are in their eighth decade is because they have played it straight with everybody. And 99% of the time, that stain is just your house settling, a little crack in the brick mortar or under a shingle, the rain got through. They trace the source of the rain, seal it so it can't happen a second time, and dispatch a painter, and you never know anything happened.
Eighth decade, so that means they were around at on D-Day.
That's true.
How about that?
That's amazing. There was another one of our fine sponsors yesterday that I think it was Donnie. I think the MPB is at 35 years now.
Yeah, well, how well I know.
But back to Jones Brothers, they also, we've had them install screen doors for us. They can do replacement windows and so many other great services, even screen in an area outside your house using a new roofing material that reflects the heat back to the sky so it's usable year-round. Call them at 800-264-8009. Krills are fantastic people. I've loved working with them. 800-264-8009. Better yet, browse their catalog of options at jbroof.com, an incredible company. At 6:18, we've got your local news, and our most electrifying story of the morning is next.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Authorities are working a death investigation after a body was found in the Alabama River between Powder Magazine Ramp and Cooter's Pond. Multiple law enforcement agencies, including Montgomery Police, are assisting in the case. A South Carolina man has been convicted of killing his five children and burying them in Wilcox County. Timothy Jones Jr. has been on trial since April. In 2014, Jones killed his five children in Lexington, South Carolina, drove them in his car for a week before burying them in Camden. He now faces the death penalty. In Crenshaw County, a man is accused of biting off another man's ear. Johnny Ray Wilson Jr. of Rutledge is charged with first-degree assault after authorities say he attacked an elderly man who stopped to help him after he crashed his car into a creek. The elderly victim was flown to Birmingham for treatment. Wilson is in the Crenshaw County Jail with no bond. Those are your news headlines this morning. I'm Jalea Brooks for your latest news. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Morning, everyone.
What day is it?
Thursday. Thursday.
Good morning. I'm ready for work.
It is Thursday.
Do you know what time it is?
Showtime.
Say it like you mean it.
You know, say it like you mean it.
Say it like you mean it.
Say it like you mean it.
Showtime.
On with the show!
That's better.
That's better.
And why is that?
You're saying it like you mean it.
Oh, like this?
It's showtime!
It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
A couple of days ago, we talked about a list of the 50 most amazing developments of the last 100 years.
Uh-huh.
And this is a statistic that kind of backs up some of the stuff that was on that list. As it was revealed for the first time yesterday, we now spend an average of 3 hours and 43 minutes a day looking at our phone and 3 hours and 35 minutes a day watching TV.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
He was looking at his phone.
You know, and he wonders why I keep this word handy.
Incorrigible.
This is the first time ever that the time spent... Of course, now, if you were spending 4 hours watching your phone 30 or 40 years ago, this would
They'd
have been
put
a clear
you in a home.
Yeah, it would be a clear indication that you had a problem. Just like trying to use that phone to take a picture.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite Norm MacDonald bits.
Yeah.
I understand this, and I don't understand it only because... And it's nice if you're in an airport or something, and you can watch something help you kill time on a phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But unless, and you'll be the first one to have a 70-inch cell phone.
Jeez.
To carry around that you can unfold. I'm not really, I don't understand the thing about watching a TV show on a phone. You can't see anything.
I think in the instances, like you mentioned earlier, if you're stuck at the airport or you're at the DMV, you know, and you don't have a book or something to read.
Watching on a pad is a little different.
Yeah.
It's still not like a TV, but
right.
At the airport?
Yeah. Might as well have a big screen.
Sure. You know, occasionally I'll watch a DVD on my laptop or something.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because I'm too lazy to walk over to the TV and put it through.
Oh, Lord.
But that is, I think, a significant cultural statistic that we now spend more time on average... 8 minutes a day more watching our phones than we do. See, watching the phone in the old days, another story from people.
Mm-hmm.
That usually meant you liked somebody and you were hoping they would call you.
Right. You're looking at it. You're looking at the phone, waiting for it to ring.
A watch pot never boils and a watch telephone never rings. Mm-hmm. Those are the two big lessons I learned in life.
Wow. Yes. Let me write that one down. Watch pot.
Never boils.
And watch.
And watch telephone never rings.
Got it.
I remember the 80s with the big trap was coming home after being out. And if your red light wasn't flashing on your voicemail machine, that also meant somebody you were hoping would call didn't.
Remember that dial sound? And then when you let it go, the sound.
When it rotated back around.
Yeah.
We used to do contests with people because everybody tried to make a creative answering machine. So we had people, they'd give us our numbers, we'd call them back and listen to them play back their message.
I changed it every day.
A lot of them were fun.
Yeah.
When I lived in a high-rise, I took an old World War II aviation dogfight and cranked up the TV super loud, hit the record button, and... You heard all these bullets and planes flying by. Mm-hmm. I can't answer the phone right now because I'm under attack by the Japanese or something. Yeah. I don't know what I said, but it really sounded good. It sounded very authentic.
People would call my answering machine every day just to hear the message, then hang up. My friends, because they wanted to hear what.
Did you you recorded a new one each day?
New funny thing every day.
And they wanted to see what kind of
incorrigible
message he had produced.
Well, we still say dial this number, even though we don't dial. We still say roll up the windows, even though we don't roll up the windows anymore.
Yeah.
It'll take time before those things pass into history. Speaking of history, this is the anniversary of D-Day. It'll be featured in the timeline coming up with Rich, along with today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. Also, a few throwback Thursday moments. And what's our TV topic today?
Sausage balls.
No, it's things that are bad on the first date between men and women. Looking at the phone too much. Chewing too loudly. They look at you, and that's not the way you looked on your profile picture.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
So this is the five things that make people dislike you, or is that yesterday?
No, this is the this is officially called the worst things men and women can do on a first date.
No excuse for this. I'm the one that sends these to them, and they decide what they want to do. Right. I should have it somewhere. And I will. But right now it's time to see if the rain, as you heard that correctly, rain, is affecting traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through our 6 o'clock hour on this Thursday morning, and we have a couple of accidents already. We have one on I-85 northbound at the Boulevard. We also see a new accident on Perry Hill Road at I-85 southbound entrance, so be careful there. If you're on the Boulevard this morning, things are moving along. Just slow down and watch yourself around the intersections. We don't have any big problems on I-65, and other than the accident on I-85 at the Boulevard, it's moving along pretty well, too. The rain is coming down. The streets are slick. Slow yourself down, make sure your headlights are on, and let's be careful this morning. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet both in the yard and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
This show is brought to you by Throwback Thursday. Here are three things we learned from 80s movies. 1, don't cross the streams. 2, don't feed them after midnight. And 3, where we're going, we don't need roads.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Karcher's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one choice for the voters of Montgomery on June 11th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. Charlotte Meadows is the only proven Republican. She even campaigned for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Charlotte is the only proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom. Charlotte Meadows will protect the Second Amendment and is the only candidate ever endorsed by the National Rifle Association. Charlotte Meadows will fight for the unborn, and she will work with local leaders to reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she is the only candidate who has stood with us. When you go to the polls on June 11th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Fan's Workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
On this rainy anniversary of D-Day with the timeline for June the 6th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
157th day of this year, there are 208 days remaining. This is Atheist Pride Day. Honest to God. It's
Peepaw on the delay.
It's National Eyewear Day.
Peepaw's got to run the board, too.
He says wearing toots. His grocery store readers.
No toots.
National Yo-Yo Day. Who are you calling a yo-yo? On this date in 1833, President Andrew Jackson boards a Baltimore and Ohio Railroad train on a pleasure trip to Baltimore. It's the first time a president takes a ride on the Iron Horse.
I think the state has off that day or something.
A pleasure trip to Baltimore.
Yeah, really. Well, Camden Yards, maybe. No, it wasn't there.
Yeah, right. I was going to say.
175 years ago, in 1844, the Young Men's Christian Association was founded in London. Kids, that's the YMCA cowboy guy. 94 years ago, 1925, Chrysler Corporation, founded by Walter Percy Chrysler. It's now an Italian-owned company called Fiat Chrysler Automobiles.
The Chrysler Building is still called the Chrysler Building, right?
I hope they didn't change it to the Fiat Chrysler Building.
I believe it's still, hang on, Chrysler Building, I believe, is still called the Chrysler Building?
I would hope so,
yeah. It seems to be the Chrysler Building, yeah.
86 years ago, 1933, the first drive-in movie theater opened in Camden, New Jersey. I think they showed the first Rocky movie that day.
A lot of that went out in the car, too.
And sure did. It always did. You could always tell with the fogged-up windows. They're not watching that
Those
movie.
Are great days.
God.
75 years ago today, 1944, Allied forces stormed the beaches of Normandy. D-Day. 158,000 soldiers involved in the landing, thousands more involved in the naval and air support. The landing this morning at about 6 a.m. local time, five beaches along the French coast. News of the invasion started reaching Americans, but it's 6 hours, you know, it's a little after midnight. And here's how the National Broadcasting Company bulletin sounded.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC newsroom in New York. Ladies and gentlemen, we may be approaching a fateful hour. All night long, bulletins have been pouring in from Berlin, claiming that D-Day is here, claiming that the invasion of Western Europe has begun. Let me read you several of the latest bulletins. One says that a report, unconfirmed by Allied sources, of course, says that heavy fighting is taking place between the Germans and invasion forces on the Normandy Peninsula, about 31 miles southwest of Le Havre. Another bulletin, also from Berlin Radio and unconfirmed, says the British-American landing operations against the western coast of Europe, from the sea and from the air, are stretching over the entire area between Cherbourg and Le Havre, a distance of about 60 miles. I repeat,
there is no confirmation. And here's another bulletin just in. DNB, the German agency, says this is unconfirmed, that the most important airdromes in the area of the Normandy Peninsula of France have been wiped out.
Interesting that they're quoting from German news agencies, isn't
yeah.
it? Because the
that's amazing audio to have too. Yeah, I've never heard that.
The Allies are not publicizing it yet. Later that night, this still gives me chills.
FDR addressed the nation, and it harkens back to a day when the president was not afraid to pray to God.
Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity.
That's tough to hear, but I can picture people, they would look at their radios. They're gathered around looking at their radio. And he brought Americans through this. 57 years ago in 62, the Beatles had an audition. They did it for George Martin at EMI. He signed them at Abbey Road Studios 6 months after Decca said no.
Would you like to sign us, mate?
No.
No. 51 years ago today in 68, Robert Kennedy died in Good Samaritan Hospital, Los Angeles, 1:44 a.m. Pacific time, a little over 25 hours after he was shot by Sirhan Sirhan. Now our song of the day, and once again we dip back into the magical summer of 69. Neil Diamond was a college student. He went to a revival in Jackson, Mississippi. Now he's also Jewish, by the way. He went as a learning experience just to see what it was all about. It inspired this song, which he wrote on an airplane to Memphis 50 years ago this summer. Here's Neil with Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Army Show, and this is your timeline.
Hot August night, and the leaves hanging down, and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town, and the sound of that good gospel beat.
We'll let it go here in a second here.
It's a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel group telling you and me it's love, brother, love, say, brother, love's traveling salvation show. I know the babies and grab the old ladies, and everyone goes, cause everyone knows brother love's show.
And I know you want to hear the rest of it, but we don't have time to
it's
do it.
It's a constant build.
Oh, I love it, I love
that
it, I love it.
That is like a tornado on its... When I look at the music form of it, it's a tornado on its side. It's small at the beginning and just
so
massive
good
at the end.
We have a great parody called Al Gore's Traveling Salvation.
Oh, I like that after 48 years ago today in 71, final episode of the Ed Sullivan Show with Gladys Knight and the Pips as the final musical guest. Ran for 23 years. All right, we're going to end it now. 2006, Billy Preston, the fifth Beatle, died after being in a coma for, months. He died from complications, kidney failure. Of course, he was on the Beatles tune Get Back. Bob Barker tapes his last show in 2007 on this date, The Price is Right, after 35 years. 8 years ago, Congressman Anthony Weiner showed his... birthdays. I didn't edit. Uncle Cracker's 45. Max Castella, 52. Jason Isaacs, 56. Steve Vai is 59. Great guitarist. Oh, Colin Quinn is 60. Bjorn Borg is 63. Sandra Bernhardt is 64. Harvey Feinstein is 65. And now we're looking at 10 days till Father's Day, 28 days till the 4th of July, 85 days till SEC football. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas, and now once again...
Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
If you're on my Facebook page, you saw me post radar just a little while ago. Every square inch of the radar is covered with rain, some places heavier than others. We'll have periods of rain and a few thunderstorms, locally heavy downpours at times today, tonight, and the next few days. High today, low 80s, low tonight, 72. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday and Monday. That's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Friday. Wow, periods of showers and thunderstorms, locally tropical downpours, high in the low to mid-80s, lows at night around 70. Tuesday, maybe a few leftover showers early. I think we improve by Tuesday afternoon and start to dry out after that. Right now, rain in the area. It's light at the airport, but I see some heavier rain around Tuskegee and Selma and down around Greenville and down Georgiana. And anyway, it's 75 now at 639.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
It's showtime. And we're waiting for our television hookup with Rising on CBS 8 and ABC 32. She's been trashy, just ahead, chock full of possibilities, including a Friends reunion.
Yeah. Why don't I care?
Yeah.
I care.
I don't really care either.
Well, I'm not here to...
someone in this room does.
Talk about what I care about. I'm here just in case you do.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Jalea, I know you've got a first date this weekend.
Do I?
Mess them up. We might get you a second one after this.
Okay, well, the survey found that these are the five worst things you can do on a first date. They are using your phone too much, not looking like your online dating profile picture, chewing too loudly, talking too much without asking questions, and showing up late. A lot to talk about. Let's bring in three-minute lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. I know all of you look like your online dating profile, right?
I'm off the market.
Yeah, so am I.
Greg, okay. You're going to have your first date soon,
two
huh?
Out of four.
Well, let me just say this. I did, long ago, I had a first date with somebody who was as beautiful as she is, Julia. And unless he shows up with a limo to take you wherever you're going, he's not good enough for you. He's not good enough for you.
Okay.
Yeah. I used to, I got teased a lot for this because I was making stupid money. So, and I had a lot of first dates. I enjoyed it. So I'd show up with a microwave oven sometimes.
Mm-hmm. What? Who does that?
Yeah.
Where this is going, but it's already good.
Yeah. In the 80s, a video cassette recorder, and my radio partners used to say, so what did she get?
Yeah, right.
It was like,
hey, look, babe, brought you a salad shooter.
And they got the prize, regardless of whether I...
The prize? They got the prize?
The prize? For,
oh, the gift.
For dating you?
Anybody can get roses at a intersection from some...
Hey, baby, you're my ninth caller.
You repainted...
That was good.
You repainted one of your Corvettes.
Greg,
because
we're going back to this first date thing.
That was
you're
a second date.
You're giving these things on a first date. If you don't get a second or third date, that's just going to be awkward. I like your microwave. Yeah, this weird DJ.
That's why I always said this is unconditional. I don't expect anything for this fabulous appliance.
Like your burnt convy or
you're
something.
You're still pitching it like it's a game show.
Johnny, and tell them what they won.
It comes with a warranty. No, that's true. They used to say it was like dating a game show.
You can guess the retail price without going over. We're going to get a second date.
Now, was your first date under the age of 12?
Whoa.
No, I was...
To rephrase that question.
I mean, were you under...
Come on now. We got to rephrase that.
No, I was way too bashful to even hold a girl's hand until I was like 20.
20. Sure it was 20.
I also think a good thing to do, like, I'm going to teach you something because I started my dating career in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's good to be able to MacGyver your date.
Oh.
If it starts raining. Do you Utes on TV, do you know what a babushka is? Have you ever heard that term?
My mom would wear a babushka.
Babushka,
I don't think
yeah.
we can say that on live TV.
Yeah. Yes, you can. It's okay.
It's a
trust these guys.
A head type thing.
Always have, you know, an umbrella just in case a storm pops up or something. Right. Or something that you can...
A bag over their head?
Yeah.
Put a bag over their head?
You tie it a certain way.
Oh,
you okay. tie it a certain way yeah. so it doesn't have so much of the excess.
And
my mamaw did
plastic.
That.
It's
yeah.
That's the other thing. You put a plastic.
I never put a bag over any girl's head.
I know that trick.
I never thought babushka would turn up on one of our little updates here in the morning here.
I've learned not to expect the unexpected.
But I did do that once. It was a thing in Florida, and it was just for lunch, right? So she wrote for the Fort Lauderdale newspaper down there, so I pulled up in front of the building, and I had a limo, and we went to a nice beachside lunch.
Sure, everybody does that.
It limo. Worked.
The question is, did this get you a second date?
Oh, yes. That evening.
Second date that evening.
What are you making the pickle puss for? You don't believe
date?
Me.
And the microwave oven.
I was going to say, she at least get the microwave oven.
And if you subscribe to our previewing content, you'll find out about that date.
I gave somebody my football phone from Sports Illustrated.
Oh, really?
That's how you knew you really meant a lot to me, if I was willing to give up a personal item like
amazing.
That.
Amazing.
Hmm. So.
And on that note, we're going to wrap this one up.
All right.
Like the plastic bag, exactly.
Did you learn anything from me? Never mind.
Always.
You are a source of infinite wisdom.
Exactly.
Things not to do.
Things not to do.
I'm learning from your mistakes, Greg. I appreciate it.
That was funny.
Quiet, Larry King.
And if you want to hear more from Three Women and a Lady, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1. That's Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
Speechless.
You can't
but
top that.
I got to talk about something. I've got rain to talk about. Finally, it's in the forecast.
We have rain over here, too, not just in TV land.
Oh, that's my goodness. Brian's not going to get a Christmas card from Greg now.
Always with the zingers, but I...
He's good.
Yeah, did y'all not hear Jay?
No. What? What did I say?
What he said, you're my caller number 9, baby.
When you were talking about walking in with a microwave. Or no, gave her a prize. That's what
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, what do you have to say?
She still got the prize. It was like, you're always my caller right. number 9.
Now you can keep what you got or you can go for, oh, wait a minute.
What's behind door number 2?
Wait a minute,
oh,
it's not a door.
But I had fun. The thing is, I did do that. And back in the 80s, a lot of single girls did not have a microwave oven or a VCR.
Oh, I bet. They were enormously huge and heavy and...
You know what all these women had in common after I gave them these gifts? The time was always midnight in their homes.
Yeah, flashing.
I see. Yeah. I gotcha. Oh, flashing midnight.
Before we move along with our lives...
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. You have a couple of days left. Oh, sorry, Fox got me a little excited.
For Fox News.
For Fox News. You have a couple of days left to go to our News Talk 93.1.com website and click on the Marguerites banner to get registered for a chance to win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond that's appraised at $10,000. $10,000. You go to the website, you click on the banner, you put in your full name, and then next week, be listening, get your mama and all them to listen too, and if we call your name, you'll have a certain amount of time to get back in touch with us, and that will get you qualified for a chance to win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from News Talk and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Thank you, Emily.
Well, you're welcome, Greg. I don't need a microwave.
Well, you know, it was... I got teased a lot, you know, but I don't regret any of it. And God, did they love me at, what was still around then? Circuit City, Best Buy?
What was still around?
Circuit City. When they, it was like a funeral when they closed the Circuit City and that was it. They were done.
Yeah, it was sad.
I was saying, what am I going to do?
Then I went through the closing of
Radio Shack, too.
Oh, yeah.
That made me sad.
Yeah.
The Radio Shack thing really did make me sad because that
I
was
I kept him in business.
It is 6:48. We're going to take a quick look at traffic and back with today's Cheap and Trashy Showbiz Celebrity Gossip and News Report.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch on this rainy Thursday morning. Taking a look at your traffic, we have the police still working an accident on Perry Hill Road at the entrance to I-85 southbound, so look out there. The streets are very wet. They are slick. Be careful. We've already had a couple of accidents this morning. Don't be our next one. If you are on the boulevard, everything's moving along with delays at the traffic lights. The interstates are rolling at a speed limit ride. You might want to drop that a little bit. And we don't see any problems on the 31s. Make sure your headlights are on this morning so everybody can see you, and be careful. Create your memories in a new Toyota from Reinhardt Toyota. The road is calling. Get ready and make it happen. Reinhardt Toyota, open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
At 6:49, Eric, good morning. What can we do for you, sir?
Good morning, y'all. Greg, I just wanted to point out, When you're giving these VCRs and microwaves away to these women,
yes,
I remember being a kid going with my dad down to the VCR store or to the movie store and filling out a credit application to get a VCR.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you do, that is some stupid money. And I just wanted to verify that for anybody who doubted you. Wow.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Yeah, they were about, I'd say about $300 to $400.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So were microwaves then, too.
We couldn't afford a microwave, but we went down and got approved for the VCR and left with, you know, some tapes. That used to be what we looked forward to on Friday night, was going to the video store.
Yeah.
And getting some new movies out.
That was an amazing thing, to be able to pick a movie off the wall and take it to your house and watch it there without commercial interruption. Eric, thanks for the call. By the way, whatever I showed up with, I managed to fish that information out of her on the phone.
What she needed?
Yeah.
Like, hey, do you want to watch a movie at your house? Oh, no, I don't have a video cassette player.
Or I just put them under a hot light and turn it on and grill them so they gave up the information I wanted.
What do you need?
I didn't do this, but at a local radio station, when somebody won something on the request line and the disc jockey wanted to get an idea of what they looked like, said you could pick it up at, even after hours, I've left it on our front stoop there here at the radio station so that they could get a look at that person.
That is so cheap.
See if that person is worth their time. That was not me.
Well, you'd never catch me doing that. Oh, I forgot about the lady at Denny's.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. You want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
Octolibo, you're going to be the next Greg Udell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And the biggest story in showbiz yesterday came from the Ellen Show. And the announcement that Jennifer Aniston, who appeared on the show with Ellen, said a Friends reunion could be happening.
Jennifer Aniston giving Friends fans some hope that a reboot could happen.
Coming to NBC this fall.
Hey, you're not naked.
The Friends reunion.
You really thinking of having sex with your brother?
Let's go, let's go, let's go!
Are you crazy?
Magic is about to happen.
We're gonna see each other naked.
Get off your sister!
Although I was hoping to have sex tonight.
Why don't you guys just do it on the street?
My God!
The Friends reunion.
No one is hotter than we are.
One thing led to another, and before you know it, we were kissing.
He obviously lost his mind.
I just want to have sex with strippers and my friends.
Well, this is what happens when people live on the edge.
I don't understand that montage.
It's a group of sound bites all mashed together.
Oh, Rich.
Yeah. To make a point, that whole thing just reminded me why I found that entire, except for Courtney Cox, who I thought was kind of obnoxious. David Schwimmer, are you kidding? I'd still like to know what he did to get into show business, or who.
Isn't Courtney Cox from Birmingham?
Yes. I believe so.
Yeah.
And she did Dancing in the Dark.
With a Dorothy Hamill haircut.
Hey, guess what? Jennifer Lawrence says her fiancé is the greatest person she's ever met in the whole world.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
I don't mean this in a rude way, but I kind of think that everybody that's engaged thinks that their fiancé is the greatest person they've ever met in the whole entire world. Well, otherwise, they wouldn't be flipping marrying him. Duh.
True.
You are correct, Emily.
Of course I am.
Toronto Raptors won again, so they are up, I think, 2-0 in the NBA Finals. I Love Lucy is coming to movie theaters on August 6th.
I'm sorry, what?
Why?
Which would have been Lucille Ball's 108th birthday. What? I guess it's a biopic.
I'm sorry?
I haven't heard of it, but that's what it says here. Lucy. Let's dig a little bit deeper into that, Jay, when we have a... Not right now, because we're real tight for time here.
Oh, okay.
And David Crosby explaining how to survive in prison.
Well,
Madonna does not like hearing her old hits, which gives her a lot in common with radio audiences all around America.
I like old Madonna songs. Like the 80s and like early 90s stuff.
Takes me to the
borderline. After Ray of Light, everything kind of got weird.
And later on, we'll have a little fun with 22-time celebrities should have never hit the send button when they were tweeting.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, let's take a moment to thank our friends at Gulf Station Mobility on this day when we celebrate heroes. We still have heroes serving us all over the world. Many of them come back with battle injuries that are going to require some time for them to learn how to adjust to and work with. And Gulf Station Mobility is the company that serves them not only here in the River Region, but throughout the southeastern United States with a customized approach to helping people restore choices. The thing that kicks in, and this is what James Garrett and Tommy Johnson taught me, the thing that kicks in with folks who have had to confront this, once they've accepted that they are going to be limited in some way for some period of time, sometimes it's permanent, that they want to do as much for themselves as they can. They don't want to feel pitied or pathetic. They want to do what they can for themselves. And that's the goal with each and every client that Gulf States Mobility works with. Their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway is a house of invention because they build customized motorized equipment and other devices there that enable people to live the most normal life possible, the most choice-filled life possible. Their number is 514-6590. As always, we ask, when you have a moment, please look them up on Facebook and like